Family Fun Day. Let's have some fun.
At the Brook Wellness Center.
Stan, Rosie, let's start it right now.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? We need this. We need this. Stan, just listen to me on the couch for just a minute. Please. If I see one more ad, woke, pronoun, transgender, Pride Month, okay? Next thing you know, to say Pride Year. It just tears me up for about a second and a half. Then I realize we serve the God that is a great God, the one who backed Elijah, who walked out, and Elisha was by the brook when the raven fed him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where a name like Brook Wellness Center comes from. Let's have a family fun day. Help me, Stan.
Yes.
What am I doing? Just let this stuff come by, go by. It's going to be here. They're going to attack us. And whether you're in addiction, whether you're coming out of addiction, whether you're in a mental state of I don't know if I'm a man or a woman, all these type of things, help us have some fun.
We're going to have fun tomorrow. We're going to have bouncy houses. We're going to have food. We're going to have carnival games for kids, and it's all free.
Now, where and what time does it start, and what's the admission?
Well, I'm going to start with the admission because that's the best part. It's free, right?
Free.
It doesn't cost nothing. Just
free,
show
I
up.
Stand.
Show up with a smile, ready to have fun.
Right.
It's at Shoal Bend Park over there in Forsyth.
Okay.
Now, where is that?
That's in, so it's behind the green top building, CAM, and Options is over there in Forsyth, but it's where they have the demolition derbies and the county fair.
Oh, okay.
The big park there.
Yeah. Is this in the new one or in the old Shadow Rock?
Shadow Rock down by the lake, but this
not
is the new
Rock.
One, right?
No,
it's the new one.
It must be the new one.
Yeah, okay. When you go out towards Booger Holler and out towards the Forsyth First Baptist Church on the left across from the campground?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Keith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when they moved on the hill? You know why they moved on the hill?
Because it got flooded.
Well, for how many times?
Several. No fair this month because
it flooded. About the 247th time somebody says, do you think maybe we should move to higher ground?
Might want to move to higher ground, yeah.
And it's I've not been to the new one, but I know where it's at.
Oh, it's nice.
And so pretty nice.
So we start at what time?
11.
Start 11 o'clock.
And go to what time?
Until 2 o'clock.
11
and
to 2.
We've got some vendors that are going to be there. Resources. CAM is coming. And
good.
My understanding, they're going to give away food. So
good.
People that need some groceries and stuff, come out there.
Great.
Taney County Health Department is going to come.
Good. With their mobility
They're going to bring a mobility unit. Which
What's
is
the mobility?
Vaccines and all that. Whatever it is that they need for the children.
Like kid
boosters and all that.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
I don't know.
Very good. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, the other one is, hold on, I've got it.
She's
fire
got
truck. The force is going to be a fire truck.
If they're not out there busy, they're going to bring a fire truck.
Well, let me tell you something.
Great.
Yes.
Rosie and Stan.
That'd be great.
I've done a lot of events. And one of the events we did out at the shelter workshop, what's the name? It's leaving me, out by Hollister. Come on. The shelter workshop for the.
What is it?
Thank
Tanto?
You, Dan. What did you say?
Did you say Tanto?
Yes, Tanto.
Okay.
Keith.
I didn't think of that as Hollister.
I think it is Branson.
No,
I think it is.
Oh.
It's Hollister.
Okay.
It's on
Hollister.
East 76.
Folks, there's some things I don't know, but I got this pretty well down.
He's got it down. Rosie, if he thinks he's got it down,
we just let him think.
Thank you very much. But we brought a fire truck out, and my whole thing was just lost. Everybody's at the fire truck.
Oh, yeah, they love the fire truck.
Kids love it.
And they love it, and the guy that went loved the kids and loved the young people, and they'll love it. Where's the hose going? How do we do this? And that's pretty neat.
Can I push the siren?
Yes.
Yeah, we're excited about having them there.
All right, how did Fun Day start? When did somebody come out of the office and go, I've had it with this boredom. I've had it with this. My goodness, every time we turn around, there's a problem. You know what? God created us in a great and wonderful way. Let's have Fun Day.
Yes. So the way it came about is because on the 4th, June the 4th, is the Brook's birthday. Okay? So we have a party. We have a community party. And this one is our fifth birthday. So we're 5 years old on June the 4th.
So we could say family fun day and birthday
for
Brooke. Now,
yes.
Somebody's sitting there going, wait a minute, Brooke. I knew a cousin named Brooke one time, but what is the Brook Wellness Center? I mean, are you a hospital? You just tell us how it got started and what it is.
So we help people with substance use disorders and mental health, children, adolescents, and adults. Okay. And one of the things I can tell you, in 5 years that we started, we have never turned a single person away because they don't have the ability to pay.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like we have a scholarship, we have whatever it is. Whatever it is, don't let money be a factor. You just walk in that door and we're going to take care of you.
And where is that door?
It's in the Branson West. Okay. Branson West, right there next to the DMV. Mm-hmm. Right now, mm-hmm. And but we are serving over 26 counties now through telehealth. I know that, so it's just growing and growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much need. So we get clients from, you know, probation and parole and children division and hospitals and all everywhere. And people just walk in the door.
Rosie and Stan, let's break some of this down a minute. I don't know who's listening today that's suffering from some type of mental illness. And I understand I can't speak to addiction, I can't speak to alcoholism, I can't speak to those things, how it grips you, but I know how mental illness can get you. And when it's got you, Keith,
yeah,
you've got to have somebody that can help break you out of that shell.
That's true, absolutely.
Stan, let's talk about that. The first step is when somebody says, you won't understand this. And Stan goes, really? Kind of like Joy Staples. Really?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you're the only one. Well, it feels like you're the only one. Tell us how you can help people when you realize that they're not alone.
Well, the first thing we do to help people that feel like they're alone or not alone, feel judged. We don't judge people. Most of my counselors were in recovery ourselves. I've been off of meth for 38 years on July 6th, last time I did meth.
Congratulations.
38 years ago.
Wow.
So recovery is real. And so we don't judge them. We just love on people. Our model, Rosie was giving this a while back, is the love model. We love on people. We use evidence-based treatment. But the first step is just don't judge people. Love on them. Come on in. We know you have a mental problem, whatever. Maybe you don't even know what's going on.
Right.
That's all right. We've got trained professionals that have been through it themselves, and we don't judge. We're going to love on you. We're going to say, hey, just walking in the door is the first step.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Are you a residential program? Or are you
not yet.
Okay.
We're
working
for a building.
Is that a long-time goal?
It's a long-time goal.
Yes,
sir.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, we feel like the residential has been kind of lost because a lot of the residentials are real quick, 21-day, 30-day, in-and-out programs. And then there's some good sober living programs. We're thankful for them, but we need that gap.
Detox.
We need something that takes them from that 21-day and actually gives them 3 to 6 months. Let's give them a little more time to get ready for those sober living programs.
Hey, listen, I know Paul on the road to Damascus – bam, had the conversion. I get it. But I also know something. Keith, when you break your arm, break your leg, you're getting better, but it takes time to heal.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
We have done these mental health programs over the last several years. We've had many authors. And one of our last authors that we have, she's leaving who she is right now. I forget. The lady wrote the book for us. I'm just...
Which one are you talking
about? Well, I'll tell you, the good one. You know who I'm talking about.
There was a lot of those. Well, there was a lot of those.
Anyway, we talked about your profession, and she's in that. And you'll think about it here in a minute, Darren. Holler at me. We've had her back twice. And
the girl from Texas?
Yes. Thank you very much. You're getting there.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
Warmer. Getting warmer.
Yeah, and she's excellent. And we talk about this. Somebody listening today, I can't tell them what I'm dealing with. The demons and the thought process and what I'm, my goodness sakes alive, what's going on here? I can't do this. Well, we talked about this. Keith falls, breaks his arm. First thing I take him is urgent care. Mm-hmm. The guy looks at his arm and says, you got a broken bone. He looks at it on the MRI and the X-ray, and we have to set that, and it's got to get healed. But then I bring this person who's got a problem with the mind. Don't mess with that, right, Keith?
There's a different mindset between the broken arm and the mental health sometimes, and we need to get through that barrier. Just because you can't see a broken arm on somebody that's dealing with mental issues.
Excellent point.
It is just as real, needs just as much, if not more, work to help. Would you agree, Stan?
Oh, I agree. And the problem is we're lacking the years of research that we still need. Why does the brain do the things? We're getting some good evidence-based stuff. We're getting some good treatment models. We're getting better insights to trauma and the things that happen to the brain that cause mental health diseases. But the fact that we've moved it to now it is a disease model is a big victory if you think about it because, sure. you know, probably 75 years ago, they would grab somebody, they'd stick them in an insane asylum, and they'd just lock them away. Mm-hmm. That wasn't treatment.
Give them drugs.
Give them drugs yeah. and electroshock and
Don't
things like
me.
That. Yeah. But we actually
Time
have
out.
Evidence-based.
Time out. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Woo! Hallelujah, honey. You didn't have to... Didn't have to send me there.
Didn't send him to the asylum. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you what, you feel like you ought to be in one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you're in the box and it's dark,
yeah.
you think you ought to be there. And that's what Satan's telling you. What a great example, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you another question. How do we pick up the phone? How do we pick up the phone and say to somebody, I need some help?
Boy, I'd love to say that. That's just what you do. But there's some shame that comes along with that, right?
We
know there's something wrong with us. We don't know what it is, and nobody believes this, or maybe we've tried to tell somebody, and they'll just be like, oh, that's so stupid. Just go get over that. Just stop,
yeah.
right?
Put your big boy pants on.
You know what? Get help. Get help.
Trust Jesus.
Yeah. Where's your faith?
Reach out, call somebody, because you know what? The first part is you've got to realize that there's some of us that we know that there's help possible. We're not going to judge you. We're gonna say, you know what? Come on in. We love you. We understand. We may not know exactly what you're going through, but we're going to walk the path with you.
Buddy, that is so important. Used to go to kids camp, and we'd go to the pool. And there's something they did at the pool. I don't know if they did this in England or if they did it in Texas where you're from or, of all things, California where you're from.
They probably did. We had a lot of pools.
But first thing they would do is they'd sit all the kids together. Do you remember what they'd do the very first thing? Find yourself a...
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when we get in the pool and we blow the whistle, you find your buddy.
Yeah.
And raise your hand up. Mm-hmm. Stan, do we need a buddy?
No, we do. We do. We need a buddy.
And
we
is
need...
that where the Brook Wellness Center comes into play? Are
we
you
do.
The buddy?
We're the buddy.
We can be your buddy. I like that. I like that analogy.
When Absolutely. The whistle blows, you find your partner.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Fun day's coming. Let's yes. get that out of the way
family
again.
Family Fun Day.
Keith, tell me, where's
now,
it at?
You're over in Branson West.
Yes.
But the Family Fun Day
yes.
is over in Forsyth.
Yes.
Why did we do that?
Because we still have to have a presence in Taney County. We serve a lot of people in Taney County still.
Yeah. And that's where we started.
That's our
birthplace, mm-hmm. Branson, Taney County.
And that leads me into the other question that I was going to ask you, whichever one of you want to take this. How did, you know, we're sitting at a table having coffee or whatever at the Branson Cafe, and somebody came up with this, why don't we do this idea, and then the name and all of that. How did it come about, and where did, you know, did it come out of?
So it was at the time where Stan was in, we were in Texas and Stan was in Bible school, and it was 2007, and we were praying one day and the Lord just dropped it into our spirit and says, this is what I want you to do. And then we're like, so we're looking around in Texas and going, okay, no. And then he goes, the Lord goes, I want you to go to Branson, Missouri. The first thing we said is, wait, what?
Where's Branson,
Missouri?
Have you ever heard of us?
Never. Really? It's like, where's Branson? So we looked it up, going, it's a tourist town. Why does the Lord want us to go to the tourist town? Okay, that's how I really was. So in 2013, the Lord just gave us the, yep.
I'm tapping in, sorry. I did see that gigantic lake when I looked up Branson. I said, oh my God, world-class bass fishery.
Of course.
Are you a
fisherman? Of course he would.
100%.
Okay,
yes.
There you go.
So we went.
It's easy for the Lord to prompt you to go to a place that's
well,
got
well,
a lake.
Well, you're talking to Rosie. I'm pulling a picture up for Stan as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, but so we came to Branson in 2013, and we're like, okay, where? And then all of a sudden, the Lord says, unfold. You know how it is. He doesn't give you the full picture, right?
Well, for sure.
Because
right?
it gave us a picture of the Abraham. You know, the Abraham, he tells them, go, right? Go. But he didn't tell them, okay, you're going to go here. This is what you're going to do. It's just the first step. And so we followed the first step. And then we get here and you're like, now what? You know? And then he gave us the name. You know, it came from 1 Kings 17:4, which is the ravens, you know, and Elijah and that. So He gave us the name. And then in 2018, June 4th, 2018, we opened our very first our first time opening in Branson, Missouri. It's where the veterinarian, they just bought the building there. So we had to get kicked out because, hey,
dogs are coming.
So we had to get out. So basically we had 30 days to get out. So that's why we ended up in Branson West. But it doesn't matter. People still know they'll find us because the Lord, we pray people in all the time.
Well, and your telemedicine is a big deal. Keith, mm-hmm. have you happened to have the opportunity to have a tele?
I have not had a telemedical situation.
Now, it'd be a little harder
but
for
I
you.
But I know about it. Yeah, it'd be a little harder for me because I wouldn't see the doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
I could hear them. So.
And they do the voice calls,
well,
too.
Well, they do. They put the camera up, open your mouth, and go, ah.
No. Not much, but I try to take my shirt off. And no. I'm not asking for that.
Don't take your shirt off.
Now.
Stan, you mentioned.
Okay, can I go back to a little history before you go on to that?
Okay, all right.
Cross your finger.
All right, man. Gotcha.
So you and Rosie, if I remember the story correct, you grew up in high school together.
No. I was in Gibraltar.
Oh, yeah, the Rock Cup. And you were searching the yearbook. No. You said, huh, let's go to Gibraltar. No. You all met online.
Yes.
Met online.
23 yeah. years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
That wasn't a telemedical call.
Trust me, I didn't even know how to turn on the computer. I'm for real. I didn't even know.
I wasn't looking.
No, neither of us was.
So how did it come about? You just stumbled on an online thing?
It was ChristianCafe.com. Yeah. That's where we met.
Really?
We had no intention. We weren't going there for dating or anything.
Looking for a date? I wasn't looking at ChristianCafe.com. I was doing online Bible study, AOL.com, back in the day.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This pop-up comes up, and there's a picture, featured profile of the day was Rosie.
You were the featured profile.
Look at me.
And I saw the picture, and I look at it, and I'm like, wow, she's pretty. And I look a little deeper.
He rebukes Satan.
And I rebuke Satan. I do. I'm like, no, because I was focused on the Lord. I was going to Bible college. I wasn't looking to date anymore. I had just finished the relationship. I was done. I wasn't dating. Anyway, Rosie's friend had posted her profile because she had become a new Christian for her to meet Christian people. And this profile comes up. I didn't know nothing about a pop-up back then. I kind of look at it. I'm like, wow, she's pretty. I was reading the Tim LaHaye book series, Left Behind.
Right.
He's on page 31 of volume one.
Hey, you got to get to the end. It's good. But I couldn't wait to get in bed to read. I was, go lay down and read. I couldn't get her picture out of my face the whole next day. So I get home from work, and I go and I look on the computer, and it took me a couple hours to find that. Where that place was, and then I had to borrow a credit card from my brother because I didn't have one to go on there to email her. And I reach out to her. 2 weeks later, we call on the phone, plan our wedding.
Yeah, three months later, we were married.
It'll never last.
You know how to close a deal.
Now, here's what's great, how God can orchestrate things like that and how he works things out for you, okay? We've got to look past, and I tell you why we need this Family Fun Day. Mm-hmm. Keith, give a little bit of an insight in the mornings when I come with you and pick you up. And I've just read about Hunter Biden's laptop. I've read about the transgenderism, read about woke, I've read about Target and Kohl's. Just kind of give me an overview of what that does to
us. Well, it takes about 3 minutes to get here from my house. And during that 3 minutes, sometimes he's kind of, oh, I can't believe those people. And so we get to talking about it and we say, why should we not expect a lost world acting lost?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we get here, he's in good shape and we're ready to go. So we talk about it.
So you do miracles in 3 minutes.
No, God does. God does miracles. Because in the flesh, it is so upsetting what's going on.
Did you have a question? Because I got one.
I did. I was going to have Stan tell us about his recovery process and how that looked like for you.
What my recovery process was a little different. each path to recovery is different for everybody.
Sure.
So some people, 12 steps work. I tried 12 steps. I went to AA. For me, it just didn't work. I went to an inpatient to do a medical detox some years ago. Mm-hmm. That helped me. For me, it was celebrate recovery.
Because you had to get off, right? You had to get off.
Yeah, I had to get off, and I had to have a reason. But my true path to recovery was faith, my salvation. I really met God. I surrendered. That was it. And then he's orchestrated things in my life that's kept me there. Meeting Rosie 23 years ago, I know that sounds crazy, but she was the half of me that was missing, and I'm not trying to suck up to my beautiful
wife. Wow. I understand.
But well, she was the part to make this team, to make the Brook, so that we could reach people that are hurting. And that's...
Let me tell you what I hear in your voice. It was the same thing I heard in my own voice when my wife allowed me to go through what I went through. She didn't come out and go, "What in the world are you doing laying on the couch again?" Never. Never once. Because you all said earlier, you just got to love people. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about here, you were being loved and helped. And Keith, you've had the same thing in your life. Keith went through a battle. I mean, when you've been married
18 and a half years and she runs off with a boyfriend, that's kind of devastating.
Really? Mm-hmm. And then your new wife, what she decided to do?
Well, 7 months in, she was diagnosed with brain cancer, lasted 3 months after that. And so we were married less than a year, and the Lord has given me Kathy and a great, wonderful wife now.
Amen.
Isn't that crazy how this works? Mm-hmm. But you got to help me. We got 6 minutes left. Family Fun Day, give the facts, because I got a question that could last us to 8 o'clock.
Uh-oh. All right. Family Fun Day comes up tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Where, what, and when? What
Shoals time? Bend Park in Forsyth, okay, where the Demolition Derby happens, whatever.
Right.
11 to 2. There's going to be a lot of fun. Bring your kids. You know, there's a lot of families. I know Silver Dollar City and all that, but it's expensive. Some of the families cannot do it. We want to give them a little mini. We have no roller coasters, but
sure,
hey.
That's all right.
But you know what? Let them come in. Not snow coast. Cotton candy, ice cream truck. I mean, there's food. There's been so many donations from so many people.
That's great.
And we're so blessed by this community, honestly. I mean, we went to someone and go, "Oh, I'll donate 200 burgers." I'm like, not junk burgers. I mean, good burgers, right?
Yeah,
like that. He walks in. He goes, "Yeah, they're giving me chips. This one, they gave me this." I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That is
so
awesome.
I'm so excited. Oh, family.
It's all free.
Yes, all free. Okay. Faith Community Health is going to be there as well.
And they got an expansion. They have a mental health department just starting. Did y'all read that yet?
Yeah, we know. Yeah, they've got an LPC. We got an LPC. We just hired one as well.
What is LPC? I saw it, but in a
licensed professional counselor.
Ah, very good.
Of course.
We are not LPCs.
We're not. Okay. I need to, and I don't know if you can do this in 5 minutes, because I need some therapy.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's going to take more than 5 minutes, Rosie.
Well, we have SBIRT, solution-based brief therapy. So we
there
might
you
be
go.
Able to
we
need hook you up there.
You said something when we first started that I've got to embrace somehow. The transgender thing is just driving me crazy. And there's a gentleman that I think is transgender, and he is my target to just be as kind and open. I mean, when his hand came up to deliver me my food and the fingernails are painted, there's other things, it's kind of have an indication. How do I, wanting to be loving like you're saying, how do I look past what I'm seeing and just love them?
Christ. That's all I can do. That's my only answer, and it's what I do. I was kind of raised a little weird, as in my dad, we didn't believe in all that, and that was beat into my head as a kid. So I had to challenge my biases and say, you know what, everybody deserves love. Jesus died for everybody, and that's what I do.
The biggest thing I find is we're not the judge.
Yep.
That's my biggest thing. I always think I am not the judge, and we don't know what led that person to think I should be a boy, or I should be a girl, or I should be, you know, it's like, I don't know what the situation was. All I need to know is they deserve treatment, they deserve and we just love on them. I let the Lord deal with the sin.
Keith, would you continue to refresh that?
That's tough.
In our mind on a regular basis,
please? Because we want to say something, we want to do something that changes the situation immediately. But we need to just leave it in the hands of the Lord, who can change it instantaneously if he wants to. And that's where it is. But not judge them, but love them. And that's tough for us in the natural.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you for what you do. You're great friends of the station, great friends for the community. And I just want people to understand, to feel loved.
Absolutely. Stan and Rosie, thank you.
Family
Fun Day
Thanks
tomorrow,
for having us.
11 to 2, over in Forsyth,
yes, sir.
Where the county fair now is. And you're going to have bounce houses, hamburgers, chips, fun,
all
ice cream truck. I think I know the ice cream guy, because I think at Copy Run we printed some things for him, and we were talking about what?
What'd you say?
The ice cream guy.
You said you did somewhere?
Yeah, at Copy Run over on Gretna. Well, you know, my wife.
I know.
He was a great guy. We
our family fun day poses were done by them.
Did we do your posters?
You did a great job. Oh, thank you.
Here we go again.
All right.
If people would just call me, I could save them money.
No, you can't.
It gets printed from the same place.
God, and it'll cost you double if you call me.
God bless you all.
Thank you, guys.
Stan,
thank
Rosie,
you so
thank
much
you
for having us.